it is kind of, sort of, become a Hall of Fame Tuesday here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We have with us right now Tony Reeser, Sean Bennett, and Tim Gebhardt with the Elyria Hall of Fame. Guys, thanks for coming in studio. How are you?
Thanks great. For having us, Andy. It's great.
Well, found out late last night, early this morning, who the new inductees are for this year's class, and I'll open the floor to you guys to tell us more about all of this year's inductees. Who all is going in this year?
Well, we got a wide range. It's a very diverse class. We got Elyria West people, we got Elyria High people, we got Elyria Catholic people. It's great for the community. We've got an Olympic two-time silver medalist, Brianna McLaughlin. We have Lindsay Anderson Brown for softball for Elyria High. Coach Tom Kabuski was at Elyria West and Elyria Catholic coaching for years. We got John Laird, Elyria West and Oberlin College football and baseball. Dwayne Hawkins, Elyria West football. We got the 1977 Elyria High School Sprint Relay Team, and our Distinguished Service Award recognition goes to Steve Kaminsky. He was a 45 Elyria High grad and community member for years. So that's a wide, diverse class. It's great.
Yeah, most definitely a wide, diverse class, no question about that. How many candidates were under consideration for this year's class? Because you mentioned there's a lot of names on that list. How many were involved in this year's process?
Well, right now we got about 150 to 175 in the files as far as true nominations. There's a validation committee that gets together four times through the year, and they narrow it down to 15, along with team. You know, that's just the individual athletes or coaches. And then we have the teams, and we have a Distinguished Service Award. And then last night during the meeting, we have the vote, and there's 35 board members on the Hall of Fame, and they vote, and the highest numbers get to go on.
Well, you guys have covered some of these names that were just mentioned, Tim and Sean. Just your thoughts on the inductees that are going in May, because those are some pretty impressive names on that list.
It's a very diverse class this year, Bo. We've got hockey represented. We've got softball represented, baseball, girls basketball. John Laird was a coach in football and baseball. Dwayne Hawkins, football at Elyria West, and track at Elyria West. And, of course, the sprint relay medley team from Elyria High, girls that won the state championship down in Columbus in 1977 and set a state record at that time. And as Tony mentioned, Steve Kaminsky has had his hands involved in a lot of things in Elyria sports-wise. Little League baseball, the Mud Bowl down here at Hamilton that's played every year. He's been in involved in boxing and so forth. So Steve is a pretty good representative for the Distinguished Service Award.
And let's be clear, Tim covered most of these athletes. I was actually like going to school with a lot of these guys that
you
going
covered
in.
From a different angle, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm a Elyria West grad. It was nice to see Dwayne Hawkins. His older brother and I graduated the same year from Elyria West. We grew up in the same neighborhood. John Laird and Coach Kabuski. Coach Kabuski was a teacher when I was there. It's really cool to see, you know, guys that I kind of that shaped my adolescence and kind of made me the person I am today, kind of getting this honor now, you know, going into this Hall of Fame.
Well, it's, again, a very impressive class, a very diverse class. And, you know, Tony, you shed some light on how you guys were able to come to the conclusion and put this class together. But, you know, from your perspectives, you know, Tim and Sean, yeah, how tough is that to cut it down to a list like this? I mean, Tony, you had mentioned over 100 nominations. It's so difficult to cut this thing all the way down. How tough is that for you guys?
Well, Andy, let me tell you first before Tim talks. It took four meetings, and it took four very excitable kind of meetings to get it down to that 15.
It's been a process. I've been on the validation committee in the past. I was not on it this year, but in the past, there's always some people that think so-and-so should be in, and somebody else thinks so-and-so should be in, and it's quite a bit of back and forth and art, and I wouldn't say arguing necessarily, but a lot of discussion as to who warrants being in that final 15.
It seems like it would be a chaotic process, but honestly, the organization's bylaws make it really easy. I mean, each of the three validation committees are set for to whittle the things apart. They have we have people on there who look at old files. We have people who look at the new files. We have people who look at the veteran categories, and they put it into a smaller pool. The next meeting, they break it down, and they look at, you know, and we get it down and down until we get to that final 15. So even though the process seems like it would be kind of like, you know, out of control, it really isn't. It's so fine-tuned and streamlined that you know, we get it into where we need to be. A lot of debate to get it to where we need to be, but at the end, wow, the field of 15, it's an amazing you know, group of names, and to get it down to that final five, it's sometimes your heart breaks a little bit for, you know, because you have your own personal athlete that you think, oh, they need to really get in, and you know, they got to wait till next year, I guess, to try again.
As you guys mentioned, I mean, obviously that's a tough thing to come up with there. Coming up with,
we always want.
Go ahead.
So that our file, as Tony mentioned, stays full. We need those nominations, and that form can be found on our website.
And every single year, you guys go through this same process. And I think that's the fascinating part, too. You know, you have over 100 different nominations. It's so hard to dwindle that number down, but you guys go through this process every year. So this is something I'm sure that pops up with a lot of different Hall of Fame committees. When does that cycle begin again? Because I know people who are listening right now are kind of wondering if they nominated somebody, that person didn't get elected or didn't get inducted. When does that process start all over again, that whole nomination process?
Well, the nominations need to be in before December 31st of that year to be able to be nominated or be voted on in the following February.
Right.
So it's the end of that. So like the end of December 31st for 2018, then that is cut off, and the validation committee will sit down and look at the next group, the next class possible, you know, for the voting February.
So technically, the class of 2019, their process began January 1st of this year, because that's when we start taking applications for that next group.
Gotcha. Now, Sean, your article came out this morning, late last night. Now, as soon as you guys decide who's going to be a part of this class, do you guys immediately go out and contact those people? Has that process already happened?
Right. Yeah, we have individuals, you know, other board members, trustees, that'll be the liaisons for those people. And, of course, you know, we know it's going to hit the media first thing in the morning, so we want to make sure that we get a hold of those people last night at whatever cost. I know last year was quite interesting. Tim Elkhorn was the liaison for Torrey Davis, and we couldn't find him. He couldn't find him. And here he was deployed, and Tim found him on Facebook Messenger and got a message to him. So that's one of the stresses that we had at the end of the meeting last night. I asked them all to make sure that they got a hold of their, you know, they're inductee, because I know it's tough.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, you guys decided last night,
right,
and I know Sean's article came out this morning. I'm thinking, wait a minute, that doesn't give you guys a whole lot of time to turn that all around, because you know, let's just say, for example, there's somebody that's out and about doing something on Monday night. If you can't get a hold of them, they may find out about that by picking up the Chronicle Telegram the next morning and reading Sean's article saying, wait a minute, I'm in the Hall of Fame. So, but I get it. It can be kind of tough. Schematically, it can really be tough in some cases to get a hold of some of these people, but that's also got to be a cool thing for you guys, too, you know, making that phone call saying, hey, guess what? You're going in the Hall of Fame. That's got to be a really cool event.
I know it was exciting because for Steve Kaminsky, you know, he had died in 2014, and I had called his daughter, Chris, who had nominated him, and we didn't get much of a conversation in because I knew the tears were going to start. You know, God love her. You know, her dad was so involved in that. Brianna was interesting because I couldn't get a hold of her, got her voicemail, called her mom, didn't want to tell her, but had a conversation with her. I ended up contacting a friend who's down in Key West right now to try to get mom's number. I mean, there was a whole process, and finally, I think it wasn't until about 10:30 last night, and Brianna had finally called me back, and I got to tell her the news, and it was great. It is great to hear their excitement in it.
That's awesome stuff. Interesting you mentioned Key West, because the show, oddly enough, started out about Key West. If we didn't intend for it to go that way. But, Tim, I got to ask you, because Sean already kind of threw you under the bus here already a little bit earlier in the interview, because he mentioned that you covered a lot of those who are going to be inducted. What are some of the memories that you've got specifically that stand out about some of the inductees?
Well, the one that stands out in a way is Dwayne Hawkins of Elyria West. He played at West 92, 93, 94. That team in 92 was undefeated, qualified for the playoffs, and defeated Amherst in the first round. In the second game, they played Fostoria, which ended up winning the state championship. And Fostoria came up with a trick play that won that game. I didn't cover that game for the Chronicle that night, but I was there with my son in the end zone at Fremont Ross and watched as this play unfolded for Fostoria and felt kind of bad for Elyria West. In fact, the state changed the ruling on how people can come in and out of the lineup because of that particular play. So invariably, that play would not be able to be run today as it was back in 1992. And they lost to Fostoria in a close game. Like I said, Fostoria went on to win the state championship. And Duane went on to play on a once-defeated team his junior year and a undefeated team again his senior year, although they did not qualify for the playoffs. But they won the Lorain County Championship 3 years in a row. And when Duane was part of that team, they only lost two games that whole three-year section that he was playing. So he was an outstanding player. The other person that I kind of chuckle about is Tom Kubuski, is that, you know, he coached baseball at Elyria West during an era when they won the state championship. But Tom, the one thing I admired about him is that he always seemed to, the kids always seemed to have fun playing for him, and they always seemed to give their best while they were playing for him. One of the things that cracks me up about Tom was that he was the announcer, the PA announcer for the Elyria West football team back at that time, and always had a lot of fun with the fans while he was up there announcing the game. He would say stuff like, it would be pouring down rain, and Kubuski would be up in the press box saying, And we're still expecting those scattered storms any time now. And the people are looking up and, what are you talking about? It's pouring down rain. And, you know, Kubuski would always have a way of making, interjecting humor in his announcing. Lindsay Anderson, I saw her growing up as a softball player and on to Berry College. One of the softball pitchers that really got the Elyria softball program going and where it is today, she's probably had as much to do with it as anybody, because I'm sure the younger kids wanted to emulate her. John Laird is another one that, you know, not only played and for Elyria West, but then came back and coached football and so forth at Elyria West. Later on, he coached at Oberlin College as well. So, you know, it's a pretty diverse class. Breanne McLaughlin, it's only the second hockey player that we had, and the first female hockey player, obviously, an outstanding goalie, an Olympic goalie, which I think is pretty much speaks for itself when you talk about outstanding athletes.
Very cool stuff. Well, before we cut you loose, you know, just one time to throw it out there, and we'll certainly have you guys on again to help promote this a little bit later on. And I know last year we had just about every single inductee on the show, which was a lot of fun. It was really, really cool stuff. But it's going down at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. What's the date?
May 5th. Saturday, May 5th is the formal banquet.
Good deal. And this is going to be one of those deals open to the public. Is ticket information available just yet?
Ticket information will be on the website. It'll be, you know, available on Facebook. And, you know, we also have a casual night. We're hosting that at the Elyria Polish Club Friday, May 4th from 6 to 8:30. It's kind of an informal casual get-together along with that. It's going to be exciting because I know a lot of these, they're all going to come back and have fun to reminisce about these past years.
Yeah, they can vouch the fact that Tim was there covering them many, many years ago. See, it'd be more than just Sean throwing Tim under the bus that night. Guys, this is a lot of fun. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Bo.
Good stuff. All righty, again, Tony Reeser, Sean Bennett, along with Tim Gebhardt joining us here from the Elyria Hall of Fame, talking about all of this year's inductees.